Okay, so our parsha this week opens with the psukim describing the tumas leida, the impurity that a woman has or acquires when she gives birth, and the psukim say, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe lemor, darbel ben Israel lemor, yishak hi tazriya v'yaldo zachar." She'll be impure for 7 days, just like if she was a nida. And on the eighth day, the male child will get a bris milah. And from here, the Gemara, an extensive sugya that ranges from Shabbos daf kuflamet to kuflamet hey, the Gemara derives that the only time that you are obligated to give a child a milah on the eighth day, and that milah will push aside Shabbos if the eighth day happens to be Shabbos, is if it's a case where the woman is tmeya leida, where she becomes impure when she gives birth, which excludes, as the Gemara understands, a case where the child was not born through natural birth. If the child was born through a C-section, so then the woman does not become tmeya leida, and in turn, while under normal circumstances, the child would have his bris milah on the eighth day, if the eighth day is Shabbos, then it's not docheh Shabbos, and you have to wait until Sunday. So the Gemara is explicit that in order to generate tumas leida and the permission to give milah on the eighth day, you need a natural child birth. But the modern shaila that arises here is, what happens if you have a natural child birth, but you don't have a natural conception? What if the child was conceived through IVF? Does that change it? And this is a slightly painful topic, because obviously if we paskin that no, then that would potentially publicize the fact that a couple had trouble with infertility, which is something we should really be sensitive to. Rabbi Spitz will be speaking about it on Shabbos. The shul is part of the 100 Shuls project, which is a project for 100 shuls to speak about infertility issues this coming Shabbos as Pesach approaches, which is a family-oriented chag, and therefore is especially painful for those who are suffering infertility. So I wanted to also speak about a shaila that affects couples who are going through this. So does the fact that they conceived through IVF, does that change the halachos? Would we have to tell such a couple that if their child is born on Shabbos, that the bris would not be able to be on Shabbos? It's conception like birth. So in the Gemara we find nothing. However, Rabbi Chananel, in Chagiga Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of a discussion of Nisabra Be'ambati, of a case where a woman becomes pregnant through semen which was floating in the bathtub, he says there, however exactly that's possible, but he says because that is masa nisim, that's miraculous, if a child is born in such a way without intercourse, so then the child born will be like a child born through a C-section, and the child will not have his bris milah on the eighth day, which leads to Rav Shlomo Zalman and a tshuva and Mincha Shlomo Chela Gimel Tshuva Tzadiches, and in some versions tshuva Kuf Chav Dalet, asking, well, what would happen to a child who conceived through IVF? What would the halacha be? Is it the same according to Rabbeinu Chananel? So he has raised the following question. He says, when Rabbeinu Chananel says that a child born through Maaseh Nisim will not have his milah on the eighth day if it's Shabbos, what did he mean? He could mean one of two things. He could mean specifically a child who's born through a miracle, in which case, a child born through IVF, it's not miraculous, it's not natural, perhaps, but it's not miraculous, in which case a child born through IVF would in fact get his milah on the eighth day. Or does Rabbeinu Chananel mean that any child which is born not in the natural, conceived in the natural way, parallel to a C-section, which is not miraculous, but it's also unnatural, would not get the milah on the eighth day? Rav Shlomo Zalman is mesupak, but he is in the end machmir. Says such a child does not get a bris milah on the eighth day. The Nishmas Avram in Hilchos Mila as well paskens that way, following Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rabbi Jachter in an article quotes that Rav Shechter paskens that way as well. J. David Bleich in an article in Tradition in 2001, volume 32. Also, 35, I think, 35-2, rules also that way, that you do not give the child a bris milah under those circumstances if it falls on Shabbos. However, there are poskim more cholik. Rabbi Avadya Yosef is quoted by his son in Yalkut Yosef and Yerodeasim and Reish Lamed Aleph as saying that in fact you would give that child a bris milah on Shabbos. He doesn't explain why, he just paskins against Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Asher Weiss, in an extensive tshuva, argues on Rav Shlomo Zalman b'charifut for several reasons. First of all, he notes that even if Rabbeinu Chananel said what he said, all the other Rishonim argue with him. So even if, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you wouldn't give a milah on Shabbos to this child, we don't pasken like Rabbeinu Chananel. Second of all, he says, in the chakira that Rav Shlomo Zalman raised, is it only a child born through ma'asen nisim, miraculously, or anything which is not actually natural? He sides with the side that Rav Shlomo Zalman did not side with, namely that it's only something miraculous. IVF is not miraculous. It's miraculous in the sense that we didn't have it and now we do and we can help many couples, thank God, but it's not actually miraculous. This is just science. And therefore, he says, even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, he thinks you would give milah on the eighth day. Furthermore, he goes farther and he says, besides, this Abra Bambati might be considered unnatural, but who says IVF is unnatural? It's something like one in six couples will suffer some sort of infertility, either primary infertility or secondary infertility. It's very normal for a couple to need IVF, IUF, any other aid in having children. It's a fact of life, it's painful, but this affects a tremendous number of people. Who are you to say that this is not Derech HaTeva? This is Derech HaTeva. And therefore he thinks that even without the Chakir of Shlomo Zalman, he thinks that we would paskin that you in fact can give the bris on the eighth day. So, we have this machlokes. On the one hand, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have Rav Shechter, you have Rabbi Bleich. Rabbi Bleich also quotes from the Nachlas Yaakov, who paskin you would not give the child a bris milah. Rav Avadia Yosef and Rav Asher Weiss, who say that you would. One of the things that the poskim who are machmir, note, and this is just important, again, coming back to what I started with, is that this should be done in the most discreet of ways. If, in fact, you do paskin, you can't give the bris on the eighth day, you have to be discreet, you have to be sensitive, because like I said, this is an extremely painful experience for couples to go to, and after them having a child essentially miraculously, something that was impossible a generation ago, for them to then have their joy having their child, and everybody know that what they went through at that moment and not be able to have the bris on the eighth day, obviously that is just adding insult to injury. So if you're going to do it, find some way. Say the child was jaundiced, whatever it might be, find a way. Don't say why you're doing it, because even if you are going to paskin l'chumra, which is painful as it is, you should still be sensitive to the very real human cost in paskining that way. Just one announcement before I say Rav Chananya, is that right after davening, there will be a Haggadah night with the YU Torah Mitzion Kol in the Gruda Beit Midrash. Everyone is invited to join us. Chananya ben Akash, Omer, Rasa Kodesh.